Good afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. Today's episode features mostly punk music along with some grime, a little bit of rap, and some alternative stuff. I've got songs from Calgary, Philadelphia, London, Melbourne, and of course plenty of Vancouver content. The show begins today in New Jersey with a band called TV Tramps. I just came across them recently, and I'm really into their punk and rockabilly sound. From their album Rip It Up, here's TV Tramps with Whiplash on CITR 101.9 FM. Whiplash, tell me what's your name? Whiplash, let me feel the pain.
Next thing you know,
KTRO 101.9 FM. That, of course, was Necking with the song Boss, which came out on their debut album Cut Your Teeth last July 2019. Right before that, The Anxiety with Hey You. Next up, Vancouver's own Passive. This one is called Weapon.
Fuck around, I bring her from a pothole. Put it in a chokehold. and then I bet you I'll be safe for weeks. I'm only human even though it doesn't feel that way. I'm broken, useless in the morgue and I can't leave the place. I think I'm soulless in my soulless. I'm hopeless, I don't know if my emotions buy an off switch by the office. Why the doors are open, closing, and there's no one in the corridors. At my reflection, like yeah, here's a sorry thought. But this shit is so very simple. Heart is so dead with tissue. The karma is heaven, hits you. See, my only option is devoting myself and miss you. Think that I'm responsible, this monster will let me hear you. Think of all the problems and ponder if it is worth it. Shit will live and hurt, just the whipping and miniskirting. Do the 9 to 5, stay alive, and we're kicking dirt. You see, I see the light at the tunnel, just little blurry. But I'm safe.
New one from the amazingly talented Montreal musician Backwash. That was called Spells. Right before that, a hardcore grime band from Philadelphia called Gosh. And that was their song, Get Ready to Die. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and you're listening to Deliberate Noise. Divide and Dissolve is a group from Melbourne, Australia, and they just dropped a new track called RVR off of their upcoming album, TFW, and here is what they have to say about it. TFW is a map we created to fight the dispossession that we both experience and strive to negate. It is a humble and demanding petition for Indigenous sovereignty, decolonization in all its formations, our connection with the earth, water, life, people, and our responsibilities. TFW is a manifestation of our resistance to colonization, slavery, racism, the carceral state, imperialism, and oppressive power structures and ideologies. Have a listen to the first track from their upcoming album. This one's called RVR by Divide and Dissolve. We'll be right back. on the Bandcamp page for that song, somebody has written that was the punkest thing they've heard in a minute. And I must agree, that was No Home from London. And that was the song Drink, You're One of Us from their new album, Fucking Hell. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and you're listening to Deliberate Noise. I recently came across an article written by Chris Murdoch called The Roots of Punk, and it's about how punk music has been shaped since day one by black innovators. Chris Murdoch is a musician, writer, and DJ, and in his article, he describes growing up being a black punk in Halifax and all the bullshit he had to endure because of his race. He talks about being mistaken for security, being asked for drugs, threatened with violence, and consistently mocked, being told he doesn't count as a black man. But he writes, and I'm quoting now, "Instances like these have only strengthened my resolve. Punk rock is music made by and for outsiders, and I'm so much of an outsider that at times even other people in the punk scene don't want anything to do with me. Even more ironic than this is the simple fact that black people have been involved in the world of punk rock since its very inception. English punks going to Sex Pistols gigs in the late 70s were introduced to reggae at those very same gigs by DJ Don Letts, who would spin reggae records from his personal collection in between bands, creating an intrinsic connection between two very different styles of music that exist to this day. Letts is also responsible for capturing some of the first ever footage of bands like the Pistols and the Clash, the latter of whom owes an overwhelming amount to the influence of reggae on its musical expression. A lot of credit is due to pioneering punk women like Polystyrene of X-Ray Specs and Pauline Black of The Selector, both of whom influenced countless women and people of color to form and perform in their own bands without fear of rejection. Early punk's transformation into hardcore punk is hugely dependent on black musicians like Carla Duplantier of The Controllers, as well as the now legendary Bad Brains of Washington, D.C., both of whom informed the subtle nuances of style, like tempo shifts and confrontational showmanship, that led to the maturation of the early punk sound and aesthetic. These are but a few examples of the many black musicians and scenesters who have been paramount in shaping punk into what it has now become." If you want to read the full article, it's called The Roots of Punk. It's by Chris Murdoch, and I found it in The Coast. I believe it's a Halifax paper. All right, in the spirit of all of that, let's listen to Pure Hell, one of the first punk rock bands in America. Pure Hell formed in Philadelphia in 1974. I highly recommend you go look up images of them. They have killer style, clad in all leather. They look amazing. They released just one album called Noise Addiction. Here is the title track on CITR. No! We'll be right back.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is Deliberate Noise. Next up, we've got a band called Espejos. They are from Chicago, and they've got a new album called Extraño. This is their song, Power/Control.
Sorry.
couple of local groups there. That was Snail Gun with Maximum Airtime. And right before it was Industrial Priest Overcoats with the Covenant House Kids reunion. And we are expecting new album from Industrial Priest Overcoats, hopefully in the near future. Los Angeles group Mama recently dropped their latest album, Two of Me. Here is my favorite from this new record. This one's called Stringers. Envy by YN, which I have to say is an amazing name. I had the pleasure of meeting Cheyenne of YN and playing a show with them a little while ago, and they're just so talented. New album by YN coming very soon. Taking it back to 2010 from their self-titled album, here is Ghost Keeper with the song Don't Come Knocking on CITR. That song was called Girk by local musician Izzy Senadiz. Highly recommend looking them up. They're extremely talented. bunch of YouTube videos of them performing. Super entertaining. Thanks for listening to Deliberate Noise today. Tune in again next Monday at 5 for more Deliberate Noise. I've also just realized that all of the podcasts are on Spotify as well as iTunes. Listen to all the past episodes whenever you want for free online. And if you want to see the full playlists, you can always go to citr.ca and look up Deliberate Noise and find everything I played today. And the descriptions and everything is all on there. We're going to finish off with a band called Girl on Girl. They're from Toronto. They have a new album out called Take. And the cover of it is really close up of a dog's face in black and white. Very cute. I do want to warn you, though, if you like their music and you want to look up Girl on Girl, you have to be really careful typing that into YouTube. Because you're going to find a lot of results for other things that you might not want to see. Or maybe you do. Here is a super cute love song by Girl on Girl. It's called Girls on CITR 101.9 FM.
Biggest.